Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I am ready with today's victory. We start the third historical cycle of the Bolivarian Revolution from 2009 to 2019.
That's Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, basically suggesting 10 more years. His revolution, his presidency, could be extended by at least that much because 54% of the people of Venezuela have allowed him to return for a third term in office, the referendum over the weekend. His term expires in 2012. But he was term limited. As a result of the referendum, he is no longer. So could Venezuela have a president for life? We posed that question to James Painter in London, Latin American analyst for the BBC World Service. In our conversation earlier this morning, I suggested that although on the one hand, this is a sign that Chavez's power is secure in Latin America, it's also true that many Latin American analysts wonder if Chavez isn't better off quitting while he's ahead.
That's certainly true. This victory yesterday was larger than expected. It was actually 8 percentage points. So you could argue that his power is fairly well consolidated for the years to come. But on the other hand, as you suggest, it's going to be a much more difficult period for him in the coming months, basically because of the price of oil. The budget last year was set at $60 a barrel. It's now $40 a barrel. He's going to have much more difficulty maintaining his popularity when he has much less oil money to spend on social programs.
James, what is this socialist revolution of Venezuela that he refers to? Is it more than just more of me, Hugo, your beloved president?
Well, he would, of course, argue it's much more than just me. He would say that he's delivered, and I think most people would agree that he has delivered, real reductions in poverty and absolute poverty and income inequality to the Venezuelan poor. Of course, his opponents would argue that this means more of Chavez, the autocrat. That's to say, even though there have been several elections, most of which he's won, he has his control of the judiciary, his control of the military, his control of the state oil company, his control of the central bank, makes him an autocrat within a democratic context.
And I guess perhaps the message here is not so much domestic, but for regional players, in that his term is up in 2012. If this referendum holds his popularity, he's going to be around for longer than a decade. If he lasts to 2019, that means he's definitely someone that's going to have to be reckoned with by everyone, from the leader of Brazil to the leader in Washington.
I think that's absolutely right. I'm not a betting man, but I think it's going to be very difficult for the opposition to find a candidate to take him on in the next round of presidential elections due in December 2012. So far, they have suffered from splits and disorganization. And I think it's going to be very difficult to see them beating Chavez. So he's going to be around for several years to come.
Of course, neither of us are betting men here. But looking forward, I mean, is it possible for Hugo Chavez to export his popularity outside of Venezuela? I mean, we've already seen a sense of containment. Uribe in Colombia has really raised his profile as a right-wing leader and has much more popularity within South America than Chavez does. What is the chance that he could form alliances outside of, say, Cuba, that are going to be geostrategically significant in this hemisphere?
Well, he already has the support of some Latin American governments who are sympathetic to him. It's not just Cuba. There's the Bolivian government, there's the Ecuadorian government, there's the Nicaraguan government. But the key players, if you like, in Latin America, and particularly for the new Obama administration, are Mexico and Brazil. President Lula of Brazil is much more significant player geopolitically and within Latin America than Hugo Chavez.
Is there anything in Lula's interest to actually unite himself or in any way be sympathetic with Hugo Chavez, or no?
I don't think he will sort of jump into bed with him, if you like. He will keep him at arm's length. He won't publicly, or in the past at least, he hasn't publicly criticized him. But Brazil and President Lula are very keen to portray themselves as the real leaders of Latin America and not Hugo Chavez. That's to say, this sort of soft left, center left version of Latin American politics and not the radical left that Hugo Chavez represents.
So we could conceivably see a Brazilian role as a regional mediator with Hugo Chavez part of the sort of mediation parties, not necessarily anything confrontational with the United States. Let's look at Mexico, which you referred to a moment ago. Now, there's a country that is faced with significant instability over the next year or so. Anything could happen as far as Mexico and Hugo Chavez are concerned. True or false?
No, I don't think, to be honest. The main drivers of what happens in Mexico are very much its links to the U.S. economy and the downturn in the U.S. economy. Plus, as you hinted, what happens in the stepped-up fight about the spreading role of drugs traffickers in Mexico. I don't think, to be honest, Chavez has got very minimal influence over what goes on in Mexico, and indeed relations between them are not fantastic. So I don't think he's a major player there.
So more of a consolidation, not really an aggressive increase in Chavez's profile. Would that be the verdict?
I think that's absolutely right. His main problem is domestic now. He's got to, I think, at some point, sooner or later, introduce a series of economic measures which will be painful to cope with the declining oil price. He may be all right for a few months because he's got big international reserves, but at some point he's going to have to maintain his popularity within the context of much less money to spend.
Well, Chavez, let's not forget, wants oil to be priced at $100 a barrel. Last week it was trading in the 30s. My guest was Latin American analyst James Painter of the BBC World Service.